4 days ago, we entered the holy city of Jerusalem with Jesus in great triumph amidst palms and festal shouts. And once again, as a community, we have entered that week that the church has referred to as holy for hundreds and hundreds of years, embracing with consecrated imagination and eyes of faith those mighty acts whereby God has given us life and immortality. Again and again this week, as the shouts die down, we are seeking through our many rituals and music to return to the confessional heart of who we are as disciples of Jesus, creating spaces for the holy in our worship together and extending them into our lives. We, of course, are commemorating Maundy Thursday this evening, and in this liturgy, it is one of endings and beginnings. Maundy Thursday serves as the bridge between the ending of Lent and the beginning of the three sacred days. What was begun on Ash Wednesday is brought to a close here tonight. What begins tonight does not end until the resurrection of Jesus. We experience the ancient Triduum, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday with its great vigil. The theme, of course, of these days is love, our Savior's love for us, expressed in the washing of the disciples' feet, by giving himself in bread and wine and dying on the cross. It is for us a time of choosing. The foot washing narrative has been described as the vestibule to the Passion. The vestibule to the Passion. Alone among the Gospel writers, John tells us that during the meal, Jesus removes his robe, pours water into a basin, and begins to wash the disciples' feet. There is such incredible power in this picture of the kneeling, ministering Jesus, the self-emptying, the graciousness, the power of the Jesus who ministers to his fledgling, beloved community as he bathes their feet. I couldn't help but remember the words that incarnation is the way God kneels. It is known that the root of this practice of foot washing is found in the hospitality customs of a number of ancient civilizations, especially where sandals were the norm. A host would provide water for guests to wash their feet and usually provide a servant to wash the feet of the guests, or sometimes even serve the guests by washing their feet. Before meals, to omit this was a sign of marked unfriendliness. Feet would be washed before going to bed. As a matter of fact, to abstain for a long time from washing them was a sign of deep mourning. And of course, the priest washed hands and feet in preparation to enter a holy place. Foot washing was so common that it gave rise to a traditional saying that described the beginning of a course of action in this way. Such action without due preparation was like rushing into matters with unwashed feet. But John the Evangelist, ever the patron saint of the teachable moment, takes this very familiar act and demonstrates how the comfortable becomes uncomfortable. For one thing, we can assume that the comfortable, the familiar foot washing has already taken place. And so when Jesus got up in the middle of the meal and donned the garb of servant, it was a startling action. It was a startling action. It was a disruption and a preparation. What is the hope in the heart of the one who kneels to prepare the feet of those disciples who will walk into an unimagined future? I work at the Minnesota Council of Churches, where my cubicle, I've never had a cubicle before, is right next to the staff members of the council's largest program, Refugee Services. In the normal course of my day, I'm becoming more and more aware of people who walk. Who walk to escape war, who walk to escape starvation, who walk countless miles to find lives with a future. People who walk to be free. Those people living under oppression are those who are but a heartbeat away from oppression who walk. The women and the children who must walk miles each day to obtain water to sustain their lives. Those who walk because they have no means to afford transportation. Those who walk to escape abusive domestic relationships. Those who cannot walk, who may be carried. And what is the hope in the heart of the one who kneels to prepare the feet of those people who will walk into an unimagined future? To the chagrin of some people over the last few years, dear Pope Francis has washed the feet of participants not normally chosen for such a public reenactment. What does it mean that included in these groups were prisoners, children, Muslims? They were those with a special vulnerability in our society, and each foot sacred. The washing of feet is the caring of somebody's body, the materiality of someone's spirit, the flesh of someone's life, a person who dreams, desires, hopes, and lives. As we seek to obey the mandatum, the commandment, to touch someone, the washing means to care for the fullness of someone's life, someone else's life. It is our bidding to acknowledge the sacredness of all feet, of all who seek to be called and walk, to extend this care into the greater world. As Jesus demonstrated, such a ritual shakes up our usual relationships, the usual relationships by which a community understands and defines itself. We are asked this evening to expand our vision of those who walk. On Maundy Thursday, the broken are molded into a beloved community. It is a place where feet are washed and anointed, where they are prepared for ministry, wherever we may choose or are guided to take our feet. May this Holy Week fill us with such love for our Lord that we, like Peter, will also say, "More than not just my feet, but my head." Amen.